Hey, all you Foxbody nuts out there, welcome to the Foxbody Influencers Podcast. My name's Lance with Foxbody FX. You can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Foxbody FX. Or you can email me at foxbodyfx@gmail.com. So today, episode two, we are talking about the unicorn. And just me saying that one word, you guys know what I'm talking about. Haven't even told you, but if you know anything about Fox Bodies, which you probably do if you're listening to this podcast, you will know what the unicorn is. That's correct. The T-top coupe. Sorry, you T-top hatchback owners out there. I love those too. But the T-top coupe is the AKA unicorn of the Fox Body Mustangs. So, and why shouldn't they be, right? I mean, listen, look back, think about it. Smokey and the Bandit. The sounds, the car, the scenes, the actors, Burt Reynolds in the hat. I mean, they had to have a T-top for him to wear that hat in the car. You know that, right? But think about it. It was a Trans Am with T-tops. It was the car that people wanted. It's still iconic. Of course, it's not a Fox Body Mustang. That'd have been cool. But the T-top era was upon us in the 80s. And why would Ford not build some, right? Let's give the option. The old T-roof, as it's called. So Ford, they built a total of 2.6 million Fox Body Mustangs from 1979 to 1993. To be specific, 2,603,339. So why is that significant? Well, you know, at the end, hopefully we can look at some comparisons. But if you think about stuff, it's supply and demand. Everyone always wants the rare stuff. They definitely want the rare stuff when it's also the coolest stuff, like a T-top, coupe, Fox Body Mustang. So the deep dive here is what we're going to talk about first, and then we'll go into a few other fun stacks. The deep dive here is going through the old interwebs. There are a lot of resources out there, and specifically, the statistics that we'll be talking about are statistics that are courtesy of Marty Autoworks, the Marty Report. If you haven't seen them, done anything with them, check it out. Great resource. I've ordered two or three for my Mustangs, and I wouldn't get one without it. It is an essential piece of information. You can go online. They have multiple options to choose from, you know, on styles of reports you want and how much information you want, and just a great resource. Check it out at Marty Report online. The T-top coupe, we do have some really good specific information, again, provided by the Marty Report and Marty Auto Works. And from 1981, the first year of the T-top, if you didn't know that, a good fact, because if you have a 79 and an 80 Mustang, and you've been telling people, yep, got me a factory T-top 1979 Fox Body Mustang, you've been lying to people and yourself, and you may not have even known it. That's because the T-top revolution has been upon us for a few years at least. A lot of people are getting cars and they cut them and make their own T-tops because, again, it's supply and demand and these things are cooler than cool. And what else about a T-top is I have one. I have an 81 first year and mine is rust-free in the T-top areas and elsewhere, but many are not. We have another one as a project that we want to do something with, and the T-top roof area is good. There's rust in other spots, but a lot of these T-tops, hatches and coupes, will rust. They haven't been known to rust. The seals aren't great on them. They are terrible to try to replace. I have heard horror stories. Don't want to do it, and probably will never do it. Hopefully don't have to, but they can really rust and they can really eat away at the roof. And I would bet that many have been crushed or wrecked or those kind of things. And so the numbers I'm giving you represented what was originally created and definitely not what's still surviving. So 1981, first year, and last year, 1988. What's even more interesting than that is that in 1985 and in 1986, they made zero T-top coupes. I didn't know that. That was impressive. I found some information out myself when I started this dive. So in 1981 through 1986, yes, I'm talking about 4i cars, because again, the 87 and 88 Aero cars, those coupes that had T-roof options from Ford, we don't really have really good information, so I'm really not going to speak specifics there. I don't know if it's in the hundreds or 1,000 or whatever. It's just very difficult to tell. What you will find out there is information on how many T-top hatch roofs there are, because people have gone and done, you know, more information and stuff like that. But I personally didn't find a certificate of from Marty report for an 87 or an 88 T-top coupe roof. So I don't know specifics, and I don't know that there are real good numbers there because of some ambiguity, I guess, coming out of the factory, especially for 88. A lot of people say they're holdovers from 87, stuff like that. So in 1981, that was seemingly, you'd think, that the biggest year, and you would be correct from the years we've talked about. It definitely had the most as far as that year goes. So I'm glad that I have one of those, but it's still low. Definitely a low number that's out there. But the actual lowest year of production from 81 to 86, as far as the numbers I have specific statistics on, is 1984. And in that year, they only made 624 T-top coupes, the old unicorn. Wish I had a sound effect of a unicorn. Well, not really sure what a unicorn would sound like. Typically, you just see the horn and you know it's a unicorn. In this case, I won't even make a sound effect. So, but in 1984, it had 624 of them. Well, let's see if you have a real T-top coupe or not. Let's leave the numbers game for a minute. How do you tell, right? What's those ways to look at the car and know if it did come with a T-roof or not? Well, one of the ways you can check is to open up the door, the driver's side, and you would look on the door tag decoder, which is on the inside of the door jamb on the actual door itself. So right there, you've got a square sticker. And it will say, you know, 19 whatever, you know, Mustang, and manufactured by a Ford company at the top. Well, you've got the VIN, and you've got a bunch of other information there. But on the bottom right-hand corner, almost all the way on the right, there's a little area that says S along this line. And S stands for the sunroof code. And if underneath that S, you have a code that has the letter D, then that D code is the code for the sunroof option, which is T roof. So your car was equipped with removable T tops if you have a D code underneath the sunroof code area on that tag. So if you don't know and you're super curious now that you're listening to this, take me with you. Go out to the garage or the shop, go open your door and see if that thing's there. Hopefully it's the original sticker as well. Sometimes those are replaced. Sometimes they're not replaced, you know, for the wrong reasons. They could have repainted the car. I've done that before. And actually, another thing that Marty offers at Marty Report is new tags, VIN stickers, the door decoders, those kind of things, in case you do want to repaint your entire car back to original like I did on one of mine. So I don't think it's a bad thing. But it shouldn't be the wrong one. You shouldn't have a false door tag on your door. Now, you could, if someone hit maybe the door, or it was wrecked or something like that, and they changed out doors, you could have the wrong tag there. Maybe they didn't think about that, was an afterthought, and they left it. So you might look and you decode your door tag tonight when you're listening to this in your shop, or hopefully not sitting in your bathroom, but if you are, congratulations. But you can see a few things about your car that now you're like, oh my gosh, I never checked that. You might find out that that car originally had a different door because it was different. It was a different car than what's on the tag. So that's something interesting that every now and then probably happens. So back to the old T-top. We want to talk lastly about why does everybody want one of these? Well, we mentioned obviously the movies, the actors, the stuff we remember. But you know what? Sitting inside of mine, looking up through those two glass roofs, whether they're on or taking them off, and just rolling down the road in our 5.0, and it's just such an experience, right? It's way better than a sunroof. Can't stand the sunroof, sorry. It's like a convertible, but I feel like it's better. There's some sort of just awesomeness about it. It's just great, the feeling that you get when you're riding down the road in a T-top car, right? So it's that feeling, right? We want to talk about nostalgia and reminisce. Well, a T-top will do that for you. But you know what else? You pull up to a car show in a T-top coupe, there's not going to be another one. I've been to a lot of car shows and seen a lot of them. I've watched a lot of videos of other Fox Body influencers scanning the car shows, and you have too. Don't deny it. You've been on YouTube and you've watched different guys go around and you've seen them video 100 or 200 cars. How many, go back and watch those videos, how many of those did you see a T-top coupe in? That's the question. So you roll up in one of those, I'm telling you, you're the man. Just plain and simple. You brought the unicorn to the party. And, you know, it might even make some people leak a little bit down their leg. I don't know, you know. I mean, it's one of those things that creates a lot of emotions. And, you know, sometimes people just love something. And these cars, the T-top coupes, they love. So compared to a hatchback, right? What's the other thing that happens? You put a post out on somewhere like Facebook, and you're looking for, maybe you want to buy one of these, right? It took me 8 months. Look, trying to get one, scanning the everywheres, using Auto Tempest to scan every site possible, changing my parameters on Facebook Marketplace to 500 miles. If you didn't know, yes, you can do that. Setting multiple cities, checking it all the time, putting out ads. If you know about a T-top coupe for sale, let me know. And it took forever. Finally, a guy saw a post, multiple comments on it, and he direct messaged me on Facebook, actually, and said, look, I know a guy that lives near me, and I used to work with him, and he's a friend of mine, and I know he's got one of those. I don't know if it's for sale, but he's got one, and so I can reach out to him, and maybe he'll sell it. Of course, I'm like, yes, please, come on, yeah, call the guy. So, of course, you know, he messaged me back like an hour or two later, actually, after that, and said, hey, you know, my buddy said he'd be willing to sell it, and gave me the guy's number. I called him, and lo and behold, the car was for sale. And here's what's even funnier. The same day, I found another one on an Instagram group. A guy I know that's a Fox Body nut out in Washington State sent me a post and said, hey, here's one. Except this one was in California. Well, I live in Atlanta, Georgia. The first one was Ohio. Excuse me. That's much closer. Right? Much closer. Sorry, I needed some water. Then California. So I was curious. I called the guy out in California and said, hey, I want to see some pictures of this car. I'm very interested in the car. And proceeded to find out that the car had really low mileage and had an interesting story. But, you know, the guy himself was a little bit hard to deal with. I think he needed to sell it. I think he needed to get out of a relationship. I'm not sure what he was doing, but there were some issues there. And needless to say, I didn't end up buying the car. That car actually, I think he sold it to some like cartel guys or something, because I followed up with him later on and he was having some trouble. Like they did something dirty to him, like with the title and all kind of stuff. So unfortunately for him, but for me, I did go on and buy the car that I found in Ohio, and it is a black on black. It was originally a four cylinder, which is even better. I don't believe it was ever raced, but it was an original T-top roof coupe car. So absolute just beautiful bones, no rust, and we're going to build it. We are going to build that car into a monster. Brandon, who does Fox Body FX with me, he and I have done a little bit of horse trading, and so we're going to do it for the channel, and he's actually going to have that car built and put a Godzilla motor in it. Yes, I said it. Godzilla hugeness. Those things, I can't just... Oh, they are just, they look so good. They sound good. I know there's a couple of guys that have done it already. And we're talking right now. This is January of 2022. So, you know, I'm sure this, as it goes on, there'll be more and more and more over 2022. But we're going to put a Godzilla in it, as well as it's going to have twin turbo setup. And on a T-top car, yes, of course, we're going to have to stiffen it up, strengthen it. You do everything we can possibly to get that car to, be good, but we want the goal to have 1,000+ horsepower in that car, and we'll do it. So that's the story of the T-top coupe that we have. If you have a story of a T-top coupe, not a T-top hatchback, that you have, we'd love to hear about it. Share it with us at FoxBodyFX on Instagram or Facebook. But comparatively, when you see a guy, I'll go back to the story, I get back to the original. I kind of trailed off a little bit, but the post, right? So you post out there on Facebook, hey, let's see some pictures of T-top coupes. Well, all there are is the guy that's the first picture he put that was probably somebody else's. And then afterwards, it's all T-top, not hatchbacks. I'm like, every time. Why? Like, I don't know if people can't read or they just see the word T-top and they just go nuts and they post anything they have. Of course, you know, lots of T-top hatchbacks. In fact, the same years from 81 to 86, there was 82,000 and almost 300 hatchback T-top cars made. So a lot more because, you know, the total numbers in 81 to 86 of T-top coupes was only 6,009. Let me repeat that. From 1981 to 1986, statistic courtesy of Marty Auto Works, only 6,009 T-top roof coupes. Mustangs only. We're not talking about Capris. There were additional Capris, but we're not talking about those. So, huge difference, right? You're talking about 12, 13 times as many hatchbacks were made in the same years as coupes. So, yes, they are a lot more rare. And in those years, okay, 6,009 of them, that's not that many. You think about the 93 Cobras of 5,000, you know, they are rare, right? And the roof, I feel like, I'm a coupe guy. I love notchbacks. I also have hatchback. I don't have a convertible right now, but I like them all, right? Don't get me wrong. Love them all. But a T-top coupe is my favorite. And when you have one, it's just one of those things that people want to see it. They want to look at it. They want to see you take off the T-top, plain and simple. If they're on, they want you to pull down the little handle and lift it up, and then, you know, voila. It's an amazing thing watching somebody take the T-tops off of those cars and then just stand in awe of it. I think it's just a really funny thing to do, but people love it. Every time somebody comes over to my house and I see it in the garage, they're like, dude, let me see it with the T-tops off. That's so cool. I'm like, okay, man, let's do it. I'm like, do you want to do it? Or, you know, I can do it. You just watch. You know, that's fine. But, you know, I appreciate the love that people have for them because I have that same love. And everywhere you go, you can look. It is an absolute thing. And you know it. I know it. There's no denying it. So thank you guys. That's the T-Top Coupe that I wanted to share today. The stories, the numbers. Please share this, right? Go online and share it with your friends if you liked it. And let me know you liked it. You know, make some comments. Hit me up on my Instagram. Please go to our YouTube channel, Foxbody FX. We are making at least one video a week, sometimes two. We have Brandon and I, between us at the Foxbody FX, we have quite a few Mustangs, which you'll see. We actually have two 1989 Saleen SSEs. I'm the proud, blessed, and excited owner of the number 85 Legend of Highway 411, which is also its own at Instagram page, at Legend of Highway 411. 1989 barn find Saleen SSE. So we've got some cool cars. We're going to continue to share lots of cool stuff. These podcasts are going to be done all the time. We hope to put them out daily, at least, you know, 3 to 4 days a week. And you guys just keep on listening. Hope you're loving it. Talk to you soon. Foxbody FX, Lance and Brandon. Thank you.